still say a stranger, but alien? Foreigner.
All right.
I wouldn't use alien.
Would you ever call somebody from this country a foreigner?
Call him a Yankee.
Not a foreigner, though. Is a Yankee a foreigner? Virtually.
Yes, I think I would if a foreigner, if a person, immigrant, was a new person here and spoke a different language, I'd call him a foreigner.
But not an American, though.
No.
Okay. How far away does a person have to be a Yankee, by the way? Where does that start?
Mason Hamlin line.
Mason what line?
Mason Dixon.
East.
We used to call it Mason Hamlin.
Why?
That's the name of a piano. It just came from.
Okay. The name of the mother of Jesus is
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
Do you know a nickname for Helen beginning with an N?
It couldn't be Nanny.
No. Nobody knows this is a nickname for Helen. I just ask it to see if anybody does. There's an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nelly.
Okay. What is a nickname for a little boy beginning with a B?
Brett.
No, it's a nickname for William.
Oh, Bill.
With a Y on the end.
Billy.
Okay. Who wrote the first of the four Gospels? Blank, Mark, Luke, and John.
Paul.
Matthew.
Pardon?
I told you not to ask anything about it.
Pardon?
Matthew, she said.
Okay.
That wasn't mine. I didn't know.
Do you know who Abraham's wife was?
Nope.
That starts with an S. Girl's
Sarah,
name, common name.
Sarah.
Okay. A woman who conducts school is a
school mistress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see. Do you know the man who wrote The Last of the Mohicans, James Fenimore
Cooper?
Okay. If you met his wife, which is ridiculous because they lived 100 years ago. I don't know if he was married, was he? If you met his wife and you didn't know her first name, you would address her as
Miss Cooper.
Okay. What would you call a preacher who was untrained and didn't have a regular pulpit and just sort of preached here and there?
Lay preacher.
Anything else?
I'd call him a...
I think it's more of a slang term. Or a lawyer who didn't know his business. Or
a shyster. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't call a preacher a shyster under any condition. If you tried. Mm-hmm. But I'd call a crooked lawyer a shyster.
Okay. How about a carpenter that couldn't really do a good job?
Oh, he was a jackleg.
But you wouldn't use jackleg for preacher?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. How about a mechanic?
Jackleg mechanic?
All right. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Aunt.
And speaking of my mother's sister specifically, you'd say she's...
Auntie?
Well, put the pronoun in front of it.
My aunt?
But my mother's sister. You know, you'd say you if you were talking to me, so it's...
Your aunt?
Yes, thank you. Little boy whose name was William. If your father had a brother by that name, you would call him...
Will?
Your father's brother, you would call... Using William, you would call him...
Brother William?
Your father's brother.
Uncle, yes, uncle.
Uncle what?
Uncle Bill.
Or using the
Uncle
whole...
Uncle William.
Okay. And if your father's brother was named John, you'd call him...
Uncle John.
Okay. Now, three military titles. The commander of the armed forces is the highest rank.
Yeah. Five-star.
Five-star what?
General.
Okay. And the man that introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken is a...
Colonel.
And the man who runs a ship is a...
Captain.
Mm-hmm. And the man who presides over the county court is the...
Clerk.
Well, he presides.
Oh, the judge.
Mm-hmm. And a person who goes to college to study is a...
Student.
Suppose it was somebody, a little child in grammar school.
He's a pupil.
Okay. High school would be?
Student.
Okay. And the person that works in an office and takes care of the boss's mail and takes letters for him and...